Oh, what? It started?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's totally on now.
All right.
Okay. So. Fucking.
Okay. Okay. Right on. Yeah. All right.
You're going to use your tough guy voice the whole time.
I only have the one voice, dude.
I'm Phil.
Looking tough. I'm tough.
This is Phil and tough.
I'm Brian. Canada.
Are we going to do last names?
No.
I'm Phil R.
I almost said I was Phil. I'm Brian F.
F-U.
And together we're Wild Stallions.
We are Wild Stallions in our off time, but also...
No. Wild Stallions with a Z at the end?
Yeah. Brian's from Canada.
And I say Z.
I want to get that shit out there right away.
This is how we say the alphabet up here. Okay, you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
A, bed, Z, dead, ed, F, jed, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, ped, Q, R, S, ted, U, ved, W, X, Y, and Z. That's the Canadian alphabet.
I think I know why you do that.
Why's that?
Because T and V sound too much alike. So if you're spelling something from across the room, no one's going to know what letters you're saying. So if you say Ted and Ved, that's pretty distinct.
Ted Vedder. See, now if you're reading my lips, you might have thought I said I was calling you a bedwetter.
I did think so. I thought you were saying Jed Jedder. Did you say Jed?
Return of the Jedder.
You only have like a couple legitimate letters.
What? Like no, it's because they all rhyme, right? No. I mean, yeah. if all the letters rhyme, it's just like, and you're talking over the phone.
Yeah.
And you're trying to spell your name.
Right.
Then, well, I don't know. You probably don't have any of those letters in your name that actually sound like anything else.
We never say our names on the phone in America.
Really?
I mean, in the U.S. I don't know what I should call it.
Because someone might be listening.
Yeah.
They might know.
No, somebody is listening.
All the usually time. That's how it works on the phone, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
There's someone, like, they got to divide it up, like, 2-to-1. Like, one person listens to 2 people's phones all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're a nation of Scientologists.
I'm a philosophographer.
Philosophographer?
Yeah, sure,
philosophographer? A dinosaur... photographer?
Yeah.
That's gotta be busy work.
I'm a velocity riptide. I have a robot that helps me solve crimes.
Is it a dog? A transforming dog? Is it
Dino-Mud? No, you ever see Dino-Mud.
That did was over USA, right?
Yes, it was.
Blue Falcon and Dino-Mud?
Blue Falcon and Dino-Mud.
Blue Falcon?
Falcon. Yeah. Lieutenant Falcon. Falcone. And wasn't somehow Dino-Mutt like related to Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, I thought so. They had kind of like the same collar.
Yeah, some sort of like tie-in where like he was the robot cousin or something.
They must be related.
Well, yeah. And then remember when Scooby-Doo had, obviously you remember Scooby-Dum, which is...
Yeah. He was gray, so you could assume that he's from the gray side of the family.
Yeah.
That Dino-Mutt's from.
Gray Lord. Scooby-Doo. Doo was his last name.
Yeah.
They called him Scooby, or Scoob for short.
Right.
Scooby-Dum did not have the family name. He had the family first name. They were both named Scooby.
Weird.
Pup named Scooby-Dum. Like, you're not going to call him Scooby-Dum because he called Scooby-Doo. You call him Scooby.
You think they're Japanese?
That's my theory. And one of them is a robot. So...
Dino-Mutt.
Mm-hmm.
Dino-Doo.
And Scooby-Dee.
Maybe his secret identity is Dino-Doo.
See, now, hold on. Now, yeah, this makes sense because Scrappy-Doo is a nephew, right?
Yeah.
So he would have maybe the same given name as his uncle. It's totally possible, but it's also totally feasible that he has a different last name. Scrappy. Scrappy is his last name.
Who is your favorite guest star on the Scooby-Doo?
Don Knotts.
Oh.
Casey Kasem?
Well, I mean, not O.
Did Casey Kasem actually guest star as, like, a guy?
I don't know. I think he might have.
Not, because he obviously did the voice of Shaggy.
Kiss was never on Scooby-Doo, were they?
Kiss?
Yeah.
Seems like something they would have done.
Yeah, that would be fucking awesome. I don't know if I ever saw that.
Team up with Batman or something?
The Batman one was good. I remember that.
There's a couple of Batman ones in there. Pretty awesome.
Okay, my dad, when I was a kid, the whole time, he used to tell me that my favorite cartoon was the Judas Priest Comedy Hour with Kiss. And that it was a cartoon featuring mostly Judas Priest, like, flying around being superheroes. And K.K. Downing would fly on a flying V that he was, like, standing on the body and then, like, steering with the headstock.
A beetle?
A beetle?
Is that what you said? He was driving a beetle?
No, a flying V.
Oh.
The guitar. He was, like standing on the guitar. Yeah. And then Kiss, I guess, had their cartoon on it, too. And he used to tell me that I loved it all the time, and I was like, I don't believe that. But then, I don't know, once in a while I'd like, fuck, maybe I do remember that. Yeah, because I get like this vivid mental image of it just because it sounded so cool.
No, you're wrong.
No, I know, it's not true, but I still hope that it is. Maybe.
Well, maybe you should make it. It'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Okay. It's done. It bombed. Nobody liked it. The test audiences walked out.
It's because you made it all in like an HTML. Oh, ASCII in animation. No one likes that. It's not hip.
Do you guys say ASCII there?
We say ASC 2.
We don't say anything.
We call it ASC TED.
I don't know what people say. I haven't heard the human voice in a long time.
Yeah, you know, computer terms, you shouldn't pronounce them.
No.
You should say, you know that thing with the numbers and the letters, and they make the thing and it looks like graphics? Yeah, that. Oh, no.
Anytime I have to say a computer term to anyone in person, I ask them to go home and log into MSN.
Yes, if someone says WYSIWYG, I will punch them in the face.
WYSIWYG. Oh, shit.
Oh, you fucking...
Oh, it's a good thing I'm all far away. Oh. I'm in Minnesota, by the way.
I got my tough voice on.
We're 7 minutes in already.
Yeah, and we haven't even talked about the Mall of America yet.
Shit.
Where the hell is the Mall of America?
It's in Bloomington.
Yeah?
Minnesota, yeah.
Is it a good place to go?
It's about a 25 minute drive from here.
Well, I don't care how far it is. I just wanted to know.
Oh, it's fucking far from you.
Yeah, well, I can go to West Edmonton Mall. That's our...
No, it's cool. It's got four stories, and the top one is all bars. And
does it have an amusement park?
It does. It's got Knott's Camp Snoopy, which I think they're losing. But it's also got...
Knott's... What?
Knott's Berry Farm Camp Snoopy Division.
Oh, what? Are they all Snoopy-related rides?
It's all... Yeah, it's... Oh, yeah, totally. Well, Charles Schultz is from here, so we got a big Snoopy thing.
You get to lie on top of a doghouse.
Maybe.
Or as we say in Canada, a dog house.
There's a kite-eating tree, and it's one of those things where it's the swings that spins around, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty fucking then, big. It's cool.
Is there some sort of blanket-related thing?
Maybe. The dropping blanket?
They put a blanket on your head, spin you around, and you, like, go, whoa, I'm
dude, you should put a blanket on your head, because it is expensive, and blankets insulate price-related. Whoa. But it's expensive as well.
You ever see The Searchers?
No.
John Wayne movie. I don't know. It's super racist, but, you know, it's allowed to be.
And, super racist butt?
Yeah. There was a super racist butt in it. It hated anything that wasn't brown. I don't know. Anyway, he calls... There's, like, a kid who's, like... a quarter Native American or something.
Yeah.
There was some deal where, like, I don't even really want to get into it, but John Wayne calls him a blanket head.
I've heard
some sort of derogatory.
No, I've heard blanket ass. And blanket you hear that. There's a lot of Native Americans in Minnesota. Like, Minnesota's a, you know. Well, Minnesota is actually an Indian word, but we have a lot of Native Americans.
A small pop. Small pop.
Yeah. But yes. I've heard a blanket ass here. It's horrible. This yes. Man.
I don't know.
Because I guess people sit on blankets.
Yeah. Or maybe it's like those sort of like... Not like a skirt. but okay, you know the G.I. Joe spirit figure?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And he, what?
Yeah.
Shitty?
Yeah. Sheer. We say sheer.
Sheer. He had that little thing, attachment that was like a loincloth type.
Bird.
Well, yeah, I know.
You were holding it wrong.
Where I used the bird as a loincloth, okay?
Dude, I can totally talk tougher than you.
Yeah, I know. He had that, like, rubber loincloth sort of deal. It was, like, red. Yeah, maybe that's what they mean by blanket. Maybe they could just as easily call you blanket crotch.
Yeah. Loin cape?
Loin capelet. It's because, you know, I'm small down there, so.
Aw.
Capelet. Capulet. Small, easy to swallow capulets.
Have you seen those perforated capulets they have?
Perforated?
Yeah, they're like, they deliver the medicine faster.
Because you can break them in half, like on the commercials?
Well, there's a
ring.
Are
you supposed to do that?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I always want to, though.
When you get, like, DayQuil or, I don't know, something that has, like, the liquid inside the things.
Yeah.
Like, what would happen if I chewed through that? Like, it says to swallow them, but I'm like, well, it's got, like, cough medicine stuff in there. Maybe I want the liquid to go down my throat.
Well, I think that, the caplets are made of gelatin, so I think they dissolve pretty quick. But I don't know how it would taste, because, I mean, like, we figure a shot of NyQuil is, like, you know, a lot more substantial than, you know, the two liquid caplets.
Right.
So it's got to taste, like, super concentrated.
Half of that is, like, flavor that they add?
Probably. Maybe it's just, like, extremely flavorful.
You can't handle it. It's too extreme.
They should sell, you know, gin and whiskey in pill form.
Caplets? There was those,
for
like,
people who don't like the taste.
Exactly. There were those, no, but there was that inhaler thing that was really popular in Britain. Did you see that?
Was it like really popular? I mean, I know it was like a big,
well,
like, oh no.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe, well, people used it there and it became kind of a big deal. But yeah, it would like vaporize the alcohol that you could, so you could just like breathe it or something and you wouldn't have to drink it and it would get you super hammered.
Super hammered.
Dude, it was like super hammered.
I was partially super hammered last night. We got a big jug of wine, and it was pretty.
You were Maxwell's super hammered.
Bang bang, Maxwell super hammered.
Maxell.
Oh, right, yeah.
I was. I was TD.
I was only partially super
totally
semi hammered.
Drunk.
We watched.
Well, maybe all tape names are. Never mind. Fuck it.
It's possible.
No, I don't think so.
No, it's true. The tape industry, and you know, all tapes manufactured in Canada.
Not all of them.
All of them, dude.
Were they all published by Quebecor?
No.
You know, Quebecor, it's the printing
company.
Yeah,
I used to order magazines,
like,
for a place, so yeah.
They print, like, all the comics. Like,
yep.
Every comic and graphic novel and everything, it comes from Canada, it's from Quebecor.
What about 10th Muse?
I don't know what that is, but...
What about 100 Bullets, dude?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I've never read
this,
those.
Raincoast Books is, like, a book publisher type place here, and they distribute, like, Fantagraphics stuff. And I did a tour of their warehouse, and they just had, like, stacks of Fantagraphics, like, all the crumb and all the everything. And I just wanted to steal it all.
Did you regret not wearing a ski mask?
Yeah. Yeah. You pretty much have to year round here, so people are really ugly.
I like the ski masks with the rigid nose.
The one that Ed Brisson wears?
Does he wear that?
In Sob Story?
Oh.
Remember that back in the 90s when he did that?
I do remember, there was a guy who wasn't you, who is from Canada, that drew some comics one point.
Yeah, that's him. Joe Matt. Joe Seth Brown, he's called.
So, Brian, you, something? Did you see me put on my official voice for, like, fucking one syllable?
Are you interviewing me?
Yeah. So, Brian, tell me, how was hockey tonight?
I played hockey with Robin Bougie, who's a comic artist from here, and some other jokers. It was pretty fun. Not a lot of guys showed up. I'm all injured and stuff. I don't know. It just seems like the last few times, like, I hurt my ankle a few weeks ago. I rolled it, and I thought it was broken and shit. But... I don't know. It just seems like I get, like, twice as beat up as everybody else. I don't know why. I guess I'm just a sucker. But
you think they're out to get you? Or do you think you just play so hard?
Nah, yeah, I don't know. I just don't lucky or something. But anyway, I had fun. But
But did you win?
Well, you know, it's not really about winning. We play like 3 games. And we may or may not win 2 of the 3. I don't know. I don't even really keep score. I'm just kind of out there and run around and, you know, be a jackass. Corey McDaniel, from Keezer McDaniel, seems like he did not.
That punk.
I know.
So he was at the comic jam.
Yes, he was. But we told him. We asked him to come in. And he's from Alabama. He's played hockey with us once or twice before, and he's like a natural. He should have been born in Minnesota. If he was born in Minnesota, he would be playing hockey for the Minnesota Wild in the NHL.
Do you think if Corey was born in Minnesota,
he would also talk way different? He would talk way different too. He would speak way differently.
Would we still have the North Stars? Do you think there would have been some way?
Exactly. He would have saved it. He's the second coming of Neil Broden.
Phew.
It's already been brought in. Broden, like Neil Broden.
I wish we could call him right now and get him on the line.
You'd be able to understand him anyways.
Oh, yeah.
He's really Southern.
Southern, yeah. United Statesian for...
Yes, exactly. England.
Blah, blah, blah.
Beep, beep, beep. He sounds like he's from Southern Ontario.
This is my follow-up question. Okay, my first question.
Oh, okay. Before you say that, I'm drinking Powerade. Which, do you guys have Powerade down there? You do have it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's Canadian.
What do you guys call clearly Canadian there?
We don't have it here.
No.
We call it tap water.
Oh, yeah.
No, actually, it was really popular sort of in the 90s here, and then it's really nowhere to be found. You can't really get it anywhere here.
I don't think that we have it here anymore either.
No, maybe it's just... Anyway, I'm drinking Powerade, and it's the white... No, clear. It's not white. That would be gross. It's milk flavored.
What?
You work really hard, and then you drink a bunch of milk.
Yeah. It refreshes your phlegm.
Yep.
I'm drinking sugar-free Shockwave.
What's that?
I don't know. It's got CoQ10 like an antioxidant.
Energy drink?
Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
Wait, did you say shark?
Shark wave. No, Shockwave.
Oh, Shockwave.
Yeah.
Because there's like a shark energy drink.
No, it's got one regular arm and then one gun arm, and it only has one circular eye.
Yes, I understand.
No, it's pretty gross, but...
Right, Triclops, right?
I like it. Yeah. Triclops was pretty cool.
Triclops is the chump.
He was pretty cool.
You know, none of the bad guys were any good.
What do you mean? Any good?
They were all stupid. They weren't cool.
They were cool and gimmicky.
Trapjaw was pretty cool. Trapjaw as drawn by Les McQueen.
Yeah, I bought the figure that made Les draw Trapjaw.
It's pretty badass, I have to admit. I'm not a toy guy at all, but...
Oh, really?
No. I used to have toys when I was a child.
Right.
I'm not a toy collector as an adult.
Really?
Yeah, I don't... I know you have we've talked about this before, and you have... I know you have, like, a room dedicated...
This is our
figurines.
First conversation, okay?
Sorry.
We're going into this blank. I mean, dry. Moist. No, dry.
I picture you... you're the kind of guy who probably has a room full of Simpsons miniatures. What do you call them?
I
you
wish.
Use playing D&D. Play Simpsons D&D, don't you?
I call them avatars. No, I, since I moved, all my Simpsons toys are still boxed up.
Good.
I took them
off
the shelf. I probably will.
Your baby could choke on them.
No.
Pointy heads. Dangerous. Put on an eye.
They want me to bring them into work. We got this glass display case with nothing in them, so I was thinking about putting just the figures in there.
You have the Simpsons chess set?
Yep.
Do you play chess?
No.
Nope.
No. It was a gift. I got all the board games as gifts over the years. The only Simpsons stuff I bought...
That's good,
because
board games
are
fucking expensive.
Yeah.
You're like, I think I'll buy a new board game. You go to the store, and they are $100. No,
$50. What?
No, well, $50 Canadian. No, they're expensive. They're expensive things to buy.
No, they're not.
Usually.
Whoa. No,
what do you
usually
buy, like,
on sale here. Is the
you
thing.
Buy, like, Travel Mastermind? Actually, I want Travel Mastermind.
Yeah, I want that, too. We got Travel Scrabble for playing in a bit, and that's pretty badass, because you can play
it. Yeah, my sister has that.
It.
And exactly. And the pieces stay in the thing and whatnot. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Travel Hungry Hunger Hippos, not so good. You know why?
Why's that?
2 hippos.
Yeah, that's stupid.
And
you might as well just flip a coin.
Well, yeah. And you need the 4 hippos, because marbles are going to go into those corners.
Yeah.
And you need the other two hippos to eat them up. You know, like,
is it not a round playing field for the Travelong Hungry Hippo?
No, I don't. Well, maybe it is. Maybe
a playing field.
Hungry Hungry Hippos isn't even really a good game. Who was it? Someone was too.
That is harsh.
Nah, it's bogus, dude. It's just like, how fast can I hit the lever? I don't know. Or lever?
What?
Lever.
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 Yeah. LeVar. The LeVar Burton.
The lever and Shirley. My mom's name is Shirley. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
There's a lot of jokes to be made with that, especially if you've seen Airplane.
What if I have and don't remember it?
Airplane?
Could I make some jokes?
You could make some jokes about Airplane 2, the sequel, starring William Shatner.
Well, I don't think I've seen that at all.
You shouldn't.
William Shatner is only known for Priceline commercials.
With Ben Folds?
Around this
town. Ben Folds playing the piano on the Priceline commercials. But
really?
Yeah, it's the only reason I know anything about Shatner is because of Ben Folds.
Do you download all of the Priceline commercials?
No.
And to save them?
No.
In a safe place? Do you have Archival backups?
Yeah, well, I mean, if they were, like, came on today, maybe I would, but that was a while ago. Are they still on?
Yeah.
Online, on the internet?
Oh, I don't know, but no, William Shatner's on pretty much every 4 minutes.
He's also on Boston Legal, isn't he?
I don't know.
It's a TV show.
Oh.
You have television up there?
They have television shows now?
Programs.
There's a commercial on right now for 27 beautiful songs and medleys. It's
medleys?
Not a show.
Yeah. By who?
Mary Duff. When your old wedding ring was new.
What?
27 songs you'll always love. Free shipping.
No CODs.
Your choice of long play CD or cassette. A $20 cassette, free shipping. All right.
Do people still have cassette players? I don't.
I have old cassette players, but I don't...
Actually, I have a Sony Walkman from, like, 1988 or something. I've owned, like, probably a good 6 Sony Walkmans. Walkmans? Walkmen. Walkpersons. Walk utilities.
Probably Walkmans, but yeah.
Eight player personal tape devices. Personal cassette record. No players. Anyway, and they've all broken. They've all been total crap. But I have this one. It's before Sony Sports became... like the thing, and it's all sort of black and crappy. Actually, it used to belong to my brother, but and it still works. So, therefore, when Sony decided to make Sony Sports stuff, it's the
what was it? Everything was yellow, right?
They jumped the shark to con.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a stereo Sony recording Walkman. That is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It's got a big speaker on the side, and then it came with this little stereo microphone. And I've recorded, like,
is
every band practice ever with that.
My first Sony?
No.
My last Sony?
Yeah. It is, it's
my
super cool.
My Lanta Sony.
The erase head is dirty, so I've got a bunch of stuff recorded on this one tape. My wife recorded
I love that movie.
Work.
Erase head? That's a great movie.
Oh, yeah. Dirty erase head.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
No, me neither.
Anytime I mention a movie,
I love the t-shirt.
Yeah. Anytime I mention a movie, I probably haven't seen it.
Really?
Usually. Like, say something about Godfather.
So this one time, I went over to my Nervum's house, and they were watching some shit, and I was like, no way. Godfather.
Oh, yeah, Godfather with the thing and the horse head and all that.
So was I supposed to say something like from The Godfather and you're from The Godfather?
Yeah, that would probably be better, yeah. But shit like that, I haven't seen that. I've never seen, the only Rocky movies I've seen are 2, 3, and 4. Not 2. Wait, which one has Hulk Hogan in it?
Yeah, see,
it's 3.
Right.
I've only seen the totally ridiculous ones. The ones that people are like, oh, that's a great movie. I haven't seen it. No. Seriously, if there's like a series of movies where, you know, it's super well known and it's a good series and everything, I've only ever seen the crappy ones. Except for Star Wars. I've seen all the crappy ones.
What about Police Academy?
Police Academy Mission to Moscow is the only one I've ever seen.
Really?
No, I've probably seen a lot of those too. But those are all crappy. Those aren't really known to be like good.
They're classics. They're... No, they're shitty. Oh yeah, so my follow-up question...
Oh, okay.
From the first one.
Yeah.
Was, hey...
Come you don't pronounce it hacky?
How? Are you quizzing me? Is this... Is
no, I, am I, not just, I was just trying to guess your question.
No.
Question.
Hacky.
Yeah.
No, we say hockey.
Hockey? Mm, yeah. All right. Like Jacquet?
Exactly.
I saw some movie or something 227. With her. She was in 227.
No, man. That's not our starring role, though. That's not what you lead with. Different World.
What?
She was on Different World.
No. You're thinking
that's
of
the series.
Jasmine Guy?
No.
Jacquet was on Different World?
Wasn't she?
I don't know.
Shit. If only there was some way to find out this information.
Well, I guess we'll just never know.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Maybe we should start taking calls.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
We'll add a call in post.
In post.
Sorry, I should. Was that too self? Right.
We could have... Oh, yeah. Don't acknowledge the fact that this is some sort of a podcast.
Okay.
I hate the word podcast.
Why is that?
Because it's got the brand name of something right in it.
Well, I mean, pod isn't really a brand. It's not called iPodcast.
Well, no. Or even iCast. Well, yeah. But pod.
Pod,
man.
It was a pod.
I don't know, but you can't sell any other pod shit, can you?
Peapod?
I suppose Peapods. Is this a Peapodcast?
It's a small P. Peapod.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Get on that. Write that up. Write that down.
Write it up and down. I'm writing this shit all over the place.
Tag
the whole city.
Friend in high school who would always, whenever we came up with an idea, he'd be like, write that down. And I had to, I never did, but it's just how you knew it was a good idea when someone said, write it down.
I hate it when you have an idea and someone tells you to patent it. I just, that gets on my shit.
Oh, you should make a comic strip about that.
Oh, I never get that.
Because nobody knows you make comic strips.
Well, everybody at work knows, but like they
don't really know what they are.
Well, they definitely don't get it. I don't think anybody goes back and reads them, but
because you're not writing slice of life that everyone can relate to.
Sure I am. Sure, everybody really gross looking.
Well, I did see that photo of all the people you work with.
Oh, yeah.
One of them was big and gray and had like a bucket coming out of their back. One of them was like all rocky and made of asphalt.
Do you think we should mention their shit or anything?
No.
You don't want to...
What?
Well, no. I mean, let's do we stupid.
Okay. Let's talk shit.
Let's plug our shit.
Let's plug shit.
No, I do some shit and Brian does some shit. You should check it out.
I ordered a 10-inch number 2 from the pizza place.
I love that. I love that joke.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'll be saying it for about another week and then I'll hang it up.
I told it to my wife.
I have a 10-inch number 2 to go for pickup.
I told her that.
For
she was
delivery?
Like,
uh-huh. I didn't get it delivered, but she didn't get it.
I had to, like, underline. Well, I had to, like, you know, a 10-inch number 2. And she's like, oh, like poop.
Like a turd.
Yeah.
Kind of like, a bit like turds.
Yep.
Yeah,
She likes the poop joke, but she doesn't quite revel in it.
You have to explain. She doesn't revel in poop?
No.
Yeah, well, all right. So what, talking about shit? What?
Oh, and I was just like...
Oh, okay. I went to this comic convention today. No, I did.
What?
It was the local Vancouver sort of comic convention where there's, like, local creators and then some also dudes selling toys and fucking shit.
Do they have any Simpsons toys, dude? Do they have any Simpsons toys?
No, I did buy you a nice circa 1990 Archangel X-Men doll with shooting missiles. And missiles that shoot out of his wings.
They don't really shoot out. You have to flick them out.
Yeah, well, you know. And then there was also Age of Apocalypse Wolverine. You know, he's missing the hand, right?
Right.
So he had, like, a hand attachment that you could have the claws. But then he also had, like a pickaxe. Like, what is this? This isn't...
What the hell would he use that for? Was he a
He never
prospector?
Had a pickaxe. Well, yeah, but, like, he didn't have attachments.